Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. One of the great Southern Boogie songs. I know Wayne Cruz likes that one. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, VP at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And I encourage you to check that out and go support the work that they do, because they support the work that Wayne does, which is to stick his finger in the eye of the regulators and the people who make the laws that produce the regulations. You wrote a memo to the candidates recently, Wayne, and you're trying to show them how our regulatory infrastructure, the oversight infrastructure, especially the OMB, the Office of Management Budget, is completely broken.
It's absolutely out of control, Jim.
Tell us how that converts to problems for small business.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's directly a problem for small business, because if you are trying to expand or hire or create jobs or have some certainty with regard to what's coming down the pipeline from these regulators, you can't do it. And here's why. There are a few dozen laws that Congress passes every year. Meanwhile, there are over 3,500 regulations pouring out of the agencies every year. And what's happening, though, is of those thousands of regulations, if you imagine it like a funnel at OMB, the Office of Management Budget, that's supposed to be reviewing this stuff, they only look at about 500, and of those, they only have a cost analysis for 50. And of that, last year, you know how many regulations out of 3,500 had a cost-benefit analysis? Only 13.
Wow.
So all of this stuff is scooting through.
Wow.
And meanwhile, of the
So only 13 really got scrutinized.
Only 13 got scrutinized. But it's
wow.
even, but things just deteriorate. The whole Administrative Procedure Act, you know, by which
is this,
small businesses
has this,
are supposed to be able
has
to
this gotten this worse under Obama?
Oh, yeah. I think this has gotten much worse, because the register has grown. He's invoked what he calls the pen and phone, which I'm
right.
sure you've talked about
right.
a lot on the show.
Of course.
There's a whole debate going on, and you do hear about, now this is something you have heard about in the Republican debates, but the notion of executive overreach, that the president's going too far, and he even, his own words are that he'll go around Congress to regulate.
Right.
And I've found that to be the
case. And the Republicans in Congress have just been letting him do it.
Oh, yeah, they let him do it.
Now they're talking about...
If you're the Congress, you have to defund the stuff, and they don't do it.
They won't do it. And now, here
it
is at the end of his term. At the end of his term, now they're talking about taking him to court. Well, you know what? You're about 5 years too late, guys.
Yeah, you're 5 years too late for that. And court is not even the instrument. We have
right.
a Constitution that's the instrument of
right.
doing that. Congress should defund...
And they wonder why Trump is doing so well.
Well, that's what happened. People are frustrated with it.
A revolution.
They kept you had a Tea Party, you had a Tea Party movement. Obama had both House and Senate. You had the people elected a Republican Congress, Republican Senate, and they still didn't see any of this stuff change. And Obama has become even more bold with the pen and phone, doing the Waters of the United States rules,
right.
various EPA rules. Whatever you think on the immigration issue, he's acted on that unilaterally. And so people are fed up with it. But you look at, it's not just all these 3,000 regulations.
Right.
There's this other mess I call regulatory dark matter. All of your business audience are familiar with guidance documents, bulletins, notices, memoranda, circulars.
Yeah.
All of these things that are pouring out now from the federal agencies, and I realize that it's a complete black box. There was a hearing
mm-hmm.
about this up in the Senate last year. Nobody knows there's no cataloging of this stuff. They don't accumulate it anywhere.
Right.
If you're a small business, it may or may not be published in the federal register.
Let me stop you, because I want to talk about a second thing here. You also, in your notice, you talked to them about the fact that the proposed rulemaking is not really happening so that the public can comment on some of these things.
That's right. If you're a small business person, you're supposed to be able to comment on the federal regulations.
If there's a new thing coming out, you're supposed to have a period of time, a rulemaking, a period where the public can comment, and that's not happening like it should, is it?
Absolutely, and it's all across the board. It'll happen with labor rules. It's happening with this even things like this recent drone rule.
Yep.
Rules with regard to Homeland Security.
Did it not happen with the net neutrality thing with the FCC when they declared the internet was a utility? I don't think they did it then either, did they?
That's right. FCC is supposed to be an independent agency, but Obama influenced the FCC to implement, basically turn the internet regulation of the internet like that
right.
of public utility.
But where was the discussion before that happened?
Yeah, they decided at the last minute to do it and to do it Obama's way mm-hmm. rather than give the public. You even have, there's a new report that's come out. Even the FCC's lawyers were saying, whoa, wait a minute, we can't move this fast. It's mm-hmm. too much of a change. We've got to have more notice and comment. So all of that stuff is in court. But you see what's happened, Jim. The whole Administrative Procedure Act, you know, the revolution we went through in the 30s to create all
right.
these new agencies and rule by experts,
right.
that alone was a bad break with the Constitution, in my
mm-hmm.
view, because if regulations and laws are coming out, Congress ought to at least approve the biggest of those or the most complex
mm-hmm.
of those or the most controversial of those. But instead, the agencies are just pumping this stuff out. But it's bad enough that we already had that administrative procedure break from the Constitution, but now they're issuing their rules without even going through the appropriate notice.
Don't we need to gird our loins for an increased assault of this kind between now and the next 10 months?
Yeah, I think we do, because Obama has a big agenda. He's got a lot he wants to do on environment and land.
He's going to be more aggressive and more desperate as the year goes by, isn't he?
That's what he'll try to do. And if he can't do it through the regulations and notice, he'll do it through guidance.
That's right. Hold on to that thought. We've got another couple of questions that Wayne posed to the candidates. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.